And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 25th of February, 2017. It's the birthday of the tenor Enrico Caruso, Naples, 1873, sang at the Met in New York for 18 years, first major tenor to be recorded on records. It's the birthday of the novelist Anthony Burgess, Manchester, England, 1917, author of A Clockwork Orange. Birthday of the publisher John C. Farrar, born Burlington, Vermont, 1896, started out as an editor, later founded Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, and also founded the Breadloaf Writers' Conference at Middlebury College in Vermont. It's the birthday of the comic playwright Carlo Goldoni, born in Venice, 1707, who came of age at a time when actors wore masks and fancy costumes and they improvised jokes on stage. Goldoni came along and became one of the first to write more realistic comedies with believable characters. It's the birthday of the painter Pierre-Auguste Renoir, born in Limoges, France, in 1841, one of the leading figures of the movement known as Impressionism, painters who painted in the open air rather than in the studio. Renoir said, "Out of doors, there's a greater variety of light than in the studio, where the light is always the same, but that is just the trouble. One is carried away by the light, and besides, one can't see what one is doing." Nonetheless, he made many famous paintings: Girl with a Watering Can, Little Girl in a Blue Dress Holding Her Watering Can, his masterpiece Luncheon of the Boating Party from 1880, a group of beautiful people lounging around with drinks and food, woman at the left holding a dog, would later become Renoir's wife. Most of the people in the painting, Renoir's friends. He liked to put people he knew into his work. Late in life, he developed rheumatoid arthritis, sometimes had an assistant bandage a brush to his hand so he could paint, and when he could no longer paint, he still liked to be wheeled into his studio, where he would wash his brushes and arrange his paints. Here's a poem for today by Robert Morgan, Funny Books. Because my parents had denied me comic books as sordid and salacious, I would sneak a look at those of friends, the bold and bright, slick covers, pages rough as news and inked in pinks and greens and blues, as cowboys shouted in balloons and Indian yells were printed on the clouds. I borrowed books and hid them in the crib and under shoes and under bed, the glories of those hyperbolic zaps and screams were my illuminated texts, the chapbook prophets of forbidden and secret art, the narratives of quest and conquest in the West, of Superman and Lash LaRue. The print and pictures, cruder than the catalogue, were sweeter than the cake at Bible school. I crouched in almost dark and swilled the words that soared in their balloons and bulbs of grainy breath into my pulse, into the stratosphere of my imagination, reaching Mach and orbit speed, escape velocity, just at the edge of Sputnik's age, in stained glass windows of the page. A poem by Robert Morgan, Funny Books, from The Strange Attractor, New and Selected Poems, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Fox Searchlight, presenting A United Kingdom, the new romantic drama from the director of Bell, starring David Oyelowo and Rosamund Pike. Based on a true story, A United Kingdom, in select theaters now. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.